Welcome to the module on track surfaces. Track configuration. We are really boring in the U.S. and in North America. Our horses all run the same direction, and they all run on beautifully manicured oval courses, all running counterclockwise. The only thing that makes our tracks in any way unique from one to the next is their circumference. We can have racetracks that are half a mile, 5/8 of a mile, up to a mile and a half around. That really is the only thing that makes any track in the United States unique. Then that's much different than the racetracks abroad. Many European countries have tracks that have twists and turns and ups and downs. They can go to the right one day, to the left another day, and in your packet there are quite a few handouts that will illustrate this and also illustrate the other concepts that we're talking about. One thing that is generally the same anywhere in North America is if a track has a turf course, and you will find many more tracks that have only a dirt course without a turf course, the turf course is generally on the inside of the dirt course. We'll look at the cross section of the racetrack, and there is a very, very basic cross section provided for you. This cross section would be the same no matter what breed or style of racing is done. There's always a cushion, a base, and a sub base, and a crown. So, in a regular thoroughbred track, and I am going with the generalities. There are quite a few examples and articles for you to read that talk specifically about different tracks, and there will be a difference here. Basically, the cushion is the top section. This is obviously very self-explanatory. This is what cushions the animal's foot as it hits the ground. It's the difference between walking on carpeting with a pad underneath it and walking on the hardest concrete you can find. The cushion is anywhere from 3 to 10 inches. This is the layer of the track that you see getting worked after every race and midpoint in the morning in between training sessions. The next layer down is the base. And that's the solid part of the track. It's from 3 to 10 inches. And it does support the cushion. And the horse will, or the greyhound, will get down and the foot will come very close to it. And the base should have also a little bit of spring, a little bit of give. And then the horse's foot leaves the base. On most tracks, the horse does not go through and dig into the base. If they do, that track does not have enough cushion. A sub-base. This is the part of the track that none of the harrows, none of the animal's feet should ever touch. This is the solid part. This is the foundation of that racetrack. This is the part that keeps everything level. The base can be a foot to many feet deep. What if there is unevenness in the track? What if, as it shows on my diagram on page 2, the very basic cross section of the track and the top looks good, but the base is uneven? What do you think that's called? That would be called having holes in the racetrack, where visually you would expect as you step, every time you step, your foot would go down the same amount and come back up again. Think about when you walk down the street and you don't see a small step off, even if it's a couple of inches. It can cause you to fall, to twist an ankle. Many people have broken legs falling off the curb crossing a street. Well, imagine if you're an animal and you're going at full speed, expecting your foot to hit the ground the same every time. And one time it hits and it's solid right away, and other times when you put your foot down, there's more give, and you go down a little bit deeper. That is a huge problem in racetracks. When you get a base that's uneven, the track has to be totally renovated. Greyhound and harness horses have the same basic track configuration. But with the Greyhound, because there's not so much weight and the paw has a different dynamic, the cushion will be less. And the cushion is less with harness horses because you do not want the horse to have to drag that wheeled vehicle through such thick a thick layer of earth or material. The harness horse is also a little bit heavier horse, a thicker boned horse, and those horses can withstand the training and the speed on a harder track than a thoroughbred would be able to handle. On my very basic cross section, to the left you see a line that goes straight up and down. That designates the inside rail. You do see that the track goes up and there's a little point that says a crown. Even though you probably would never see this with the naked eye, as you go across the racetrack, you go about two-thirds the way out, there will be a peak. It will be called a crown. That is so water properly drains off the racetrack. It will drain toward the inside, and it will also drain toward the outside. Look at any racetrack, and you will see that there are drains set up along the outside rail. If you had the track perfectly flat, and you had a great amount of rain, or snow, or ice, you would have puddling, and all that water, or ice, or snow would puddle, water can freeze, or it would soak right down. This way, when you get heavy rains, there is just enough of an angle that much of the water will run off the top of that racetrack. Now, the bank of a racetrack. When we start talking about banking, that's certainly much different than the crown. It's obvious to everyone's naked eye that there is a bank to racetrack. The bank at a racetrack is between about 5 and 8% around the turn, gently, the angle gently raising up to that 8% and then dropping down. If you would look at the percentage of bank on the track that has to be there to create the crown, you're looking at just 1 to 2%. What's the ideal banking? Well, many believe that up to 10 degrees is the perfect bank for the turns of a racetrack. Unfortunately, as the bank gets higher or gets steeper, it's much harder to keep those materials that are loose, i.e. the cushion, up evenly on the bank. Gravity tends to work its magic, and as the horses or the greyhounds go by, that material tends to drift to the rail. That's why in many places horsemen and trainers or bettors may complain that the rail is dead or deep. It's because that material has crept down the bank from the crown and has settled at the rail. Turf courses. Most of the major racetracks do have turf courses, and turf is generally considered much more forgiving a subsurface than dirt tracks. In Europe, the rule rather than the exception are turf courses, although currently many more dirt courses or synthetic courses that are not grass are being put in to facilitate more all-weather racing. Turf courses will not be gone into depth here, but they do have the same basic qualities of the dirt course you've got, but you have the living entity of the grass to care for. It's quite an art to keep the grass at the right height, the right thickness, and keep it healthy while the horses pound over it day in and day out. Most of our race meets in this country are long, and the turf course could not handle every race being held every day on it. That's why it's generally restricted to turf races or higher quality races, generally raced on the weekends, and no more than 2 or 3 races a day are ever carted on the turf. In Europe, the race meets may be only 3, 4, or 5 days long, with a number of weeks or even months before racing returns to that venue. In that case, the turf course has plenty of time to recover. It's certainly well worn at the end of the meet, but it has time to recover before the horses come back again. Many of the turf courses are set up with irrigation systems, not only to keep the grass healthy, but to keep the surface safe for the horses. If it's too hot and too dry, the ground will be too hard, and water will be added to soften up the turf course so it's appropriate for the horses to race on. If there's too much rain, races will be taken off the turf for the safety of the horses, and also, and more so, not tearing up the turf course. In Europe, where rain is prevalent, turf courses hold up to rain much better than our American courses, and also the horses are used to it, and it really poses no health hazard to the horses. I spoke briefly about innovative surfaces. These would be synthetic surfaces that would mimic a sand loam, the type of materials that make up the cushion of a racetrack. They were tried in the United States. A product called Equitrack was put down at some pari-mutuel venues. It was not well received by the horsemen overall, and there were some issues with it breaking down as well as some of the cost involved with it. These innovative surfaces are now resurfacing, mostly in Europe, and seem to be making a comeback. There are many tracks in this country that enhance their organic cushion with synthetic grids or hairs or whiskers. There are some that use pieces of rubber to make their dirt courses a little more forgiving, a little softer, and easier to maintain. I think that we'll see, as time progresses, we'll see more innovative synthetic surfaces used all over the country. Unfortunately, the maintenance video is far too long to put on the website and would take too much space.